this phrase, somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well now, just
calm down.
Okay, now, that word calm used with another word, just, this is just for
calm it.
A word used in front of calm, just calm.
Keep calm.
Okay. Alright, this this word, at the end of the day, if you've been working very hard all day, you said,
I'm awfully
tired. Exhausted.
Okay, exhausted, would that be an extreme state of it? Any other words besides exhausted?
I'm just
pooped.
Okay. Or you might say, I'm just all
worn out.
Okay. This expression, if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, that's funny. He was okay last time I saw him. When was it he?
When was he admitted?
No, when was it he? Something sick? When was he?
Past sick.
Okay. What about this expression? If somebody's going somewhere, but he's not in any particular hurry to get there, he might say, oh, I'll get there.
Sometimes.
Okay. Or let's say you're talking about somebody who's sick, you might say, well, she'll be up again.
So?
Okay. I hear people use the expression of something like, she'll be up again by and by, or we'll get there by and by.
Yeah, how old are we?
They would say,
she'll get there by and by, or she'll get
there. Would you use that yourself? Yeah. Talk about somebody who got himself overheated and then came into an air-conditioned room and got chilled, and his eyes and nose started running, and he was coughing and sneezing. So it looked like he
has a cold.
Or he's what a cold. He
catching a cold.
If I do that, I've got a
cough.
Big part?
Cough.
Okay. And toward 10 or 11 o'clock, I might say,
I'm sleeping.
Okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll,
I'm wide awake.
Or I will
get up. Okay. Awaken.
Okay. Talking about somebody who's still sleeping, you might say, well, so-and-so's still in bed. You better go.
Awake them.
Alright, this verb. If you have some medicine on your bedside table, somebody might come in and say, well, why didn't you get your medicine?
Why didn't you take it?
But I already.
I've already taken it.
Two hours ago.
I took it 2 hours ago.
Okay. What about somebody, say a man who's been working out in the hot sun all day, he comes in, takes off his shirt, wrings it out, and say, well, look how I.
That's bad.
Okay, anything else?
Look how I'm sweating. Look how I am sweating.
Okay. Or the preterite, the past of that, I a lot today.
I sweated a lot today.
Alright. Places that people get on their skin, they have this white stuff right in the middle you have to mash out, you know? They're very sensitive.
Pimples? Acne?
Okay, anything besides that? I'm not sure if we're talking about the same thing. Right in the center of this is white matter that you have to press out.
Rhizomes?
Yeah, yeah. You ever heard of those called boils?
That's boils.
Okay. What do you call that white stuff inside of rhizomes?
Inflammation.
Okay. You ever heard called pus?
Oh, pus, yes.
Okay. This verb, if I bee stings me in my hand gets bigger, I would say, well, just look at my hand.
Swell. Mm-hmm.
A bee stung me in my hand.
It's swollen.
Okay, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? My hand.
It's swollen.
Leave off the ears. A bee stung me in my hand.